Today I'm visiting with Jared Singer of Saline County FSA. Jared, what do we have to talk about today?
Well, FSA offices are pretty busy right now, Larry. Right now we're working on issuing CRP, or Conservation Reserve Program, annual rental payments, and we're also working on ARC and PLC payments for 2016. Because the national average market price is used in the calculation for those ARC and PLC payments, we're always running a year behind, so that's why we're working on 2016 right now. We, of course, won't know if there's going to be a payment for 2017 until next fall. But back to 2016, the payment rates for PLC, or the Price Loss Coverage Program, are 34 cents for corn, $1.16 for milo, $1.61 for wheat, and there is no payment rate in effect for soybeans for 2016. And if you want to kind of calculate how that payment works out, you take 85% of the base acres on a farm times that farm's established PLC yield times that 2016 payment rate. So for example, Larry, if I had a farm with 1 acre of corn base, I'd multiply that by 85%. And if that farm had a established PLC yield of 120, I would then multiply by that 120, then times that 34 cent payment rate for corn, and that would give me a payment of $34.68. Moving on to the ARC County, or Agricultural Risk Coverage County Level election, which a lot of our producers also have. To do that calculation, you take 85% of your base acres times the payment rate. And the 2016 payment rates for ARC County in Saline County for corn is $4.55, milo is $35.30, and oats $19.84. We also have a rate in ARC County for wheat of $29.63, but no payment in effect for ARC County for soybeans in Saline County for 2016. The payment calculation's a little bit simpler for ARC County. We'll use that same example of if I had a farm with 1 acre of corn base, I'd multiply that 1 acre base times 85% times $4.55 is that payment rate for corn for ARC County. And that would give me $3.87 per base acre for the ARC County calculation. And one of the other thing I should mention about ARC County payments is that they are based on county level yields for both the benchmark and the actual yield calculations. So what that means is that there may be payment rates in effect for one county and not for the neighboring county. So that is something to keep in mind when you're talking about ARC County. Now, both ARC County and PLC payments, Larry, are subject to sequestration, and that sequestration rate is 6.9%. So, for example, on that ARC County example I just did, our final payment would actually be $3.60, not the $3.87 after you applied the sequestration.
Thank you very much, Jared. We will hear more from Jared Singer on upcoming Ag Reports with information from the Saline County FSA here on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.